Midland and Burnout. Your station, your country, 94.9 WQMX. You're listening to Scott and Sarah this morning.
Well, we're about 20 minutes away. Or, yeah, about 20 minutes away. I know what time it is. From 10 o'clock, and it's Garth time is what it is, people.
Yeah. Wow, Garth Brooks calling the show. Garth!
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Garth, doing great.
Hi, Garth Brooks!
Hi, Miss Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Garth, you've had a pretty good career, man.
You know what? Thanks to God and you guys, we've had a pretty good run, man.
We do what we can. We'll do whatever you want.
I can't thank you enough for the past. I can't thank you enough for now, man. What's happening with this new song and then the announcement of Notre Dame, the future's looking pretty bright.
Hey, we got to talk about this Notre Dame. For the song's great. We got to talk about this Notre Dame thing. That kind of caught everybody, you know, with their domes down.
We had a big week, big announcement. Yeah.
I got to tell you, it caught me totally by surprise. We're all sleeping from the 3-year world tour. And we're thinking we're not going to do anything this year. And I get a call about in March from a guy named Rob Beckham from William Morris. He says, hey, there's something that's happening here, and they're looking for you, and I think you're going to want to take this gig. I was like, what is it? He said, Notre Dame. Oh, my God, that's a childhood dream of mine. I said, you betcha, count me in. So this has been a lot of fun.
And you've kind of mentioned that this might be laying the blueprint for things in the future. You know,
yeah, I mean, think about it, Sarah. It just makes sense that if this can happen and we space our events out enough to where each one can become its own event within its own traditions, I would love to see this become, I hate to say the word, but become our lifestyle for the next 2 or 3 years. It'd be fun.
Yeah, would you like to go stadium tour? You'd like to do that?
I like wherever people are that are sincere. That's all I care about. But I will tell you this, taking the roof off also takes the roof off of the limits that a lot of things happen. So this kind of opens up the drawing board for a lot of new stuff.
Well, I must say, Garth, maybe you could bring the show back to Columbus or the Cleveland area. We have stadiums in both of those areas. But I will say, you know, the last time we talked, I mentioned how much I liked your backup singers, and you were so nice and let me come meet you and your backup singers. And I keep looking at that video all the time. So I just wanted to say thank you again so much for that opportunity.
You know what? I think you got a career.
Well, I've always wanted to play lead guitar. Can we?
Hey, I've learned in this business no ASCII, no Getty. So
yes, I mean, that's the whole dream you kind of want. You know, people go, hey, I'd like front row. I said, you know what I'd really like for you to have? I'd really like for you to stick a guitar on your back, whether it's on or not. Go out and get to feel what we get to feel every night, because it's the greatest feeling on the planet. And you got to sample a little bit of it at soundcheck, but trust me, it doesn't hold a candle to going live.
Well,
you know, one of the things about you, Garth, that I think is just amazing is that, you know, back in the day when we were playing your records early on, all that energy and everything, and then all these years later, you haven't lost a beat as far as the live performing is concerned. And, you know, how do you do that after all these, what's turned into decades now?
Guys, I don't know if you believe people when they say it, but this is like eating ice cream, man. It's something that, you know, I guess you get to do it for a living, but the truth is I wouldn't be living if I didn't get to do it. And that's what I love about it. So it's like if you get held underwater by that first breath of air you get is so precious. That's what it's like when they announce your name and you got on the stage, you get to start breathing again. It's a joy to be out there.
Well, it shows, it continues to show in your music, and you never get old, Garth. You're just like on a whole other planet. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, man, and you know, you think about Notre Dame and the 100 years that they've had football there, and now I get to go out there and be the first, and I think the thing I'm probably the most stoked about is getting to play all day long for the first time ever live that night. We're going to rehearse it 1,000 times. We're going to over-rehearse it. But I just cannot wait to hear those people sing those 3 words back to you that you just want to hear, you know?
We love Garth. No, I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant.
Well, that is so cool. You're going to be performing it there. Win one for the Garther right there.
Yeah, we've been them all. And I got to tell you, you know, when you go down the field, you have to go to that staircase that takes that hard left. They've done it for a century, but right up there, Lou Holtz has put that play like a champion sign, and you want so bad to reach up and touch it, but You know, that's you know, you want to honor the tradition. That's only for Notre Dame football players. But man, you feel like a champion when you walk out there.
Well, you're a champion every time you walk on stage, and you took time out of your schedule to call us this morning, and we say thanks, Garth.
You've been so good to us, too, Garth, everybody, and every department that works in this radio station and every radio station, so thank you.
Well, please and tell everybody fans. We love them, and I can't thank you guys enough for the new chapter. This is crazy. The book itself is fantastic, and it could stop there, but this new chapter you guys are opening up, thank you for it. It's going
to
be fun.
Garth, come see us anytime. Great to hear your voice, big man.
All right. Love you guys.
See you. Bye-bye.
Garth. Garth.
Small G, big star right there.
Exactly. Huge.
Garth Brooks, thanks for calling WQMI.